Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking the Kanye-Kim divorce rumors, because these headlines keep coming out. And look, I'm not going to tell you everything's okay and great between them. There is definitely smoke, right? Which is why all of these articles are coming out, because it's more believable now that they're getting divorced than ever before. And you get so many clicks if you write an article about Kim and Kanye's divorce. And by the way, those clicks are money for the author, for the websites. And that's why so much of this content exists, because if they had to really just report the facts, we wouldn't be getting any of these articles. So I just wanted to, I guess, give people a little bit of perspective, which I don't know if you need this, but if you need to give it to somebody else, and just walking through kind of the thought process of why these headlines are so problematic and often like not reliable. So you can see that similar headlines all throughout, right? In this last like 24-hour, 48-hour news cycle, Kanye West is done with Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian keeps busy with sexy new photo shoot. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, the truth about why he moved his massive sneaker collection to Wyoming, which are like Hollywood Life. I don't know if they've ever been accurate about Kanye ever, but page six, Screen Rant's Kim and Kanye divorce could be delayed by custody battles. This article, the substance of the article is just that here. Most recently, it was said the superstar couple are completely done and no longer speaking. But with them sharing four children, it's possible that custody proceedings are holding up the process. That's it. Like, rampant speculation by the fact that they have kids, so there could be custody problems. That's it. There's no actual source, resource. There's no information. That's it. Just like, you know, they have kids, so maybe we should consider that. But you might see that there's like, oh, custody battles just by the headline, when there's nothing like that going on. Kanye West in denial. This is Gossip Cop. And Gossip Cop actually takes down one of these tabloids, which I love Gossip Cop for what they do. But right here, like, I clicked on this random one. Report suggests Kanye West has packed up his Yeezys and left California amid divorce speculation. Because I was seeing this story all over the place, right? It was all over Twitter. There were a bunch of like Complex writing about it everywhere else. And you can see here, here's the article, and you start looking for the source, right? Who is the source of information? And they start by saying, according to Vanity Fair, West made an appearance in Calabasas to move some of his stuff out of the house he shares with Kardashian West and their children. A source claims that West's main focus was removing his expansive sneaker collection. He owns more than 500 pairs of kicks, including every pair of shoes from his own Yeezy line. So Vanity Fair has more credibility than a lot of other outlets, right? It's usually known as a bigger magazine. But on the web, they do post less than substantial topics. And this one is no different, because you scroll down and it is not reporting that is being done by Vanity Fair, but just Vanity Fair referring to a page six article. So the rapper, who has been spending most of his time on his ranch in Wyoming, swung by the California home they share to move out a few of his belongings, including 500 pairs of sneakers, according to a source who spoke to page six. That's it. And page six has been unreliable in terms of its reporting on Kim and Kanye, getting very specific in stories and then those things not being true. You might remember when they first reported the divorce proceedings, they said Kim had hired this well-known divorce attorney. But then TMZ came out with its own reporting saying, no, Kim had been working with this attorney for a long time on a slew of other things. So yes, the woman was employed by Kim, but she wasn't employed specifically for divorce proceedings. So that was false reporting by Page Six. And they had a few other things in there that weren't true. Like, they reported that Kim and Kanye spent Christmas apart, and then TMZ came out and said that Kim and Kanye actually spent Christmas together. They just didn't put any photos on the internet. So a lot of these places are just making things up based on photos, based on like whatever little thing that can give them a little bit of credibility that they think are going to get clicks. And then everywhere else just follow suit, because Vanity Fair is not going to get the blame for saying what Page Six said, right? It gives them a benefit of the doubt and just saying, oh, we were taking what they said at face value and trusting in their reporting. So then they get the clicks and they get the page views, even though their reporting is unjustified. Like, this article should not exist. It is, I think, like, journalistically irresponsible for Emily or anybody else writing this kind of content based off of rumors on Page Six. And you can see here on What's Up Ever, TMZ tends to be the one resource, ironically, that you can trust when it comes to celebrity rumors, because they tend to not move until they have their ducks in a row, and then they write the article. As much as they are maligned for putting out things that might be deemed crossing the line, usually when they put something out, it's true. So here, Kanye cleaned out his Calabasas closet while Kim enjoyed vacay in Turks and Caicos. So it's TMZ tweeting, right? But you look down here and it's Bossip.com, which is just a gossip website. I'm pretty positive the TMZ Twitter account is just a paid promotion account, which, you know, that's just speculation on my part, but they will retweet or post articles from other websites all the time that are reporting that TMZ is not doing themselves. So you can see here that they're posting this Bossip, like, via Bossip, and maybe they own Bossip, maybe they're getting paid for it, I don't know, but it's not something that TMZ is actually reporting, because you go to TMZ search, right? And it's, guess who this cute kid turned into? Kanye West Yeezy Foam Runner, Ararat's new prototype. Kris Jenner threatens legal action against TikTok star. Kim and Kanye spent Christmas together, exchanged millions in gifts. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West in marriage counseling, but divorce on the table. So they haven't had any report about Kim and Kanye's marital status since January 5th. It's been over a month, which means any time their Twitter account posts any of these rumors or anything, they're not actually reporting it, not even endorsing it with content on their own sites, which is why I'm led to believe that they're just doing this as a favor to the other websites, or because they're getting paid to do it and just not putting that it's promotion. But you can't really take anything that TMZ tweets seriously in terms of rumors, because it's not the same thing that TMZ is actually or actively reporting. So even when you see any of these headlines, if it's ever, like, it might be Vanity Fair, but it's Page Six. It might be Complex, but it's Page Six or The Sun. You just have to know at this point in the internet that not a single journalistic website is above posting gossip for clicks. And that's just kind of the sad reality that we're in right now, that they don't mind making money off of articles and content that has no actual substance or backing to it. So until TMZ reports something specifically, or until Kim and Kanye say something specifically, all of this stuff is just complete garbage. It doesn't mean that there's not something going on, because clearly there seems to be something going on, because just from an outside perspective, the state of their relationship is not anything close to what we had seen it in previous years. But because that's so apparent to all of us, it's also apparent to these gossip places that then write this content, just trying to, you know, hopefully hit something, be accurate in some way. But until then, they're just using their unnamed sources to write whatever content and get whatever clicks and get paid, which grosses me out completely. So that's the current state of things. Yes, something probably is going on, but we won't know what until there's more information that's actually legitimate information. And, you know, sometimes if Page Six had photos of Kanye moving out all of his shoes and you saw something like that, that could still be divorce. It could be that he's just taking samples out and moving them to new offices. we still don't know again until someone says something. But photo evidence does go much further than an unnamed source. But unfortunately, these places almost just always rely on the unnamed source, which is a shame. Yeah. In January, they exclusively revealed that divorce is imminent for the couple and that they're in settlement talks, according to a source. Yeah, and there's no photo, right? If they had the photo, they would share the photo, but there's no photo. They mocked up a photo. So, eh, that's where we're at. Anyway, thank you for attending my TED Talk. If you're enjoying the content and you want to support us, the easiest way is like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people engage with, and then they show it to more people. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West that will forever change how you listen to Kanye's music. It's a line-by-line analysis. We are the foremost academic scholars on Kanye's lyricism and narratives and themes in his album. So you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts, and, you know, give them a shot and see if you enjoy or learn something from the episodes. But it will definitely change how you listen to Kanye's discography. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.